With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. For some people, the summer months come with the risk of hives, rashes, or other mysterious bumps. Insects, poison ivy, and swimmer's itch can all lead to uncomfortable issues. Aspirus allergist Dr. Elizabeth Enders says the most common cause of skin irritation she sees might surprise people.
I would say the most common ones that I see tend to be people that have like grass allergy that come into contact with pollinating grass and then get like hives all over their feet or legs.
Heat can also cause confusion. People may think they have an allergy, but it's just a heat rash. These prickly, bumpy rashes tend to show up where sweat collects, like armpits or skin folds. If you find yourself regularly getting rashes in the summer, Ender recommends keeping a journal.
Kind of the timeline of those symptoms, whether it's as soon as someone goes outside, if they are in grass versus in a gym or something like that, what other exposures there might have been, were they around animals, were they in a dusty barn, whatever the different factors were, and kind of when they started noticing symptoms can be extremely helpful in figuring out which things are we looking for.
Enders says if you ever have a reaction that is immediate and severe, especially if it affects breathing, get care right away. Support for local health coverage on WXPR is brought to you in part by a grant from the Rhinelander Health Foundation. A crash in Marathon County killed a 10-month-old boy. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office says the crash happened Wednesday afternoon on Highway 97 in the town of Frankfort. A sport utility vehicle left the road and crashed into a creek east of Highway 97 between Blueberry and Blackberry Roads. Wet roads are believed to have contributed to the driver losing control. The 10-month-old was thrown from the SUV during the crash and declared dead at the scene. Four other people, including two young children, suffered minor injuries. The city of Wausau started their lead line removal project just over a year ago. This week, city officials gathered with partners and community members to celebrate the city's 1,000th lead service line removal. The Equiflow lead-free program launched early last year, aiming to replace all 8,000 of the city's lead service lines within the next 5 years. Sean Karachki is CEO of Community Infrastructure Partners.
So by the end of this construction season, we'll be at over 2,000 lines, so well on our way. As long as funding continues to come through at the state level, there's no reason that we can't get to those 8,000.
Governor Tony Evers made the trip to Wausau and said the project is important.
It's going to be ongoing. It's costly, but it is important, especially if you have kids in a household.
Karachki says the process Wausau has used should be emulated across the state.
But to do it with local community-based organizations, partnerships with the union, economic development across the board, that's how this should work. That should all be about how you take large swaths of federal and state funding and pump it back into the local community, and there's no better model for that than what Wausau's done.
With funds under the new state budget signed into law earlier this month, the city of Wausau projects they'll be able to increase the pace of replacements. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A local business and an area veterans organization are teaming up this weekend for an event to help homeless veterans in northern Wisconsin and beyond. According to data from the United States Interagency Council on Homelessness, there were 337 unhoused veterans in Wisconsin in 2020. Northwoods Veterans Homestead is working to help vets in need. It's purchased land near Rhinelander to build a tiny home community to house veterans. It's based on a similar operation in Racine. The Butcher and the Baker is a custom meat processor and retail store and deli located in Brantwood, about 20 miles west of Tomahawk. It's hosting the BBQ for the Brave event tomorrow starting at noon. There will be food, raffles, live music, and a bouncy house for the kids. During the COVID-19 pandemic, an estimated 190,000 Michiganders were living with some form of dementia, a number projected to rise to more than 200,000 this year. Crystal Blair reports.
Research from University of Washington economists found nationwide about 5.5 million people have dementia, with medical care costs of around $53 billion a year. However, when adding the value of unpaid help from family and friends, from daily tasks to constant care, the total jumps to $277 billion a year. Economist and lead researcher of the study, Amy Lestuka, explains it's the indirect cost of dementia that primarily actually affect these caregivers.
These are a cost where a resource is being used, but there's no money changing hands. And in this case, the resource we're thinking about is the caregiver's time, which is particularly important for dementia because people need so much care in the later stages.
The research also examines how unpaid caregiving hours can influence changes in employment, resulting in financial hardship and higher stress levels. According to the Alzheimer's Association, about 30% of caregivers are age 65 or over. For the Michigan News Connection, I'm Crystal Blair.
Wisconsin election officials have found that the former Madison City clerk broke five election laws during the 2020 presidential election. The bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission voted 5-1 on Thursday to accept a report detailing the violations, which included mishandling nearly 200 absentee ballots. However, the commission lacks the authority to bring criminal charges and did not recommend prosecution. The report cited poor management and a lack of procedures in the clerk's office. Madison has since implemented safeguards to prevent similar issues. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.